The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
All right. All right, man. Welcome to the show. It's Brock. It's Hunter, 747. Today, we are talking about giving up your vacation days to see your team win the big game.
You gotta win the big game.
Win the big game, eh? This survey was done recently, and over half of Americans, 52% of Americans, said they would give up their vacation days for a year to see their team win the Super Bowl. Now, I wonder, you got to look at people that are fans of basketball. You know, would you want them to see win the championship, see your team win the World Series? So there's different things. So I guess we lay it out there. Is there any team that you would give up your vacation days to see them win something?
I'm just trying to think of people desperate enough to get the team into the Super Bowl. And the only team I can think of is the Lions.
The Lions, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Our hometown team. Yeah. Our home state team, I should say.
They've had a rough go at it. You know, I think they got a good next couple of years here.
They got a good crew, man. They got a great team.
So maybe not give up on your vacation days yet on the Lions, because they might actually have a shot.
Right.
The Cleveland Browns. Ugh.
Oh, God, man. You know, they got enough, though. They got basketball. They got LeBron.
That's true. Good point.
You can't have everything. You know, come on, Cleveland. Don't be too angry. You got maybe basketball pretty much locked down.
They need to put LeBron on the Browns. Maybe they'll get something. Get some of that mojo magic down there, man.
The boy can play football.
Can he?
Yeah, he played football. I guess he killed it.
Well, cripes. I mean, you just have to throw it up to him. He's probably, what, a good 8 inches taller than anybody out there.
I think he's like 6'8".
So you just put him out there, just lob it up, and he just catches it left and right, just one-handing. With those monster hands, he can just...
It's kind of like the Michael Jordan thing. All right, you're good enough at basketball. We get it. We need you in football now.
Come
over to the Browns, bro.
Of course, we did see what happens when an athlete like Michael Jordan goes and plays baseball.
Terrible.
Just terrible.
Okay. As Barkley would say, just terrible,
just
man.
Terrible. I think Bo Jackson was really the only guy that crossed. Oh, I mean, it was
Jackson,
there. Yeah. I'm trying to think if anyone else crossed over that.
Deion Sanders.
Good point. Deion Sanders was another fan. God, we had him for a little while, didn't we?
Yeah.
In the Packers?
I don't know. Did he? I thought he always played for Dallas.
I thought we had Deion for a little bit.
Really?
Who am I thinking of? Anyway, I don't need to give up my vacation days because the Packers are awesome, so I'm good. I'm all right. I don't need to worry about it. But I tell you what, though, I can see the frustration. Like, even this year, as close as we got, that crippling defeat at that level.
It's got to hurt, man.
Unless you win the big game.
Being that close.
It's brutal.
It sucks.
Now, what do you think is worse, though, getting that close and losing, or having a rough season and not making the playoffs?
Oh, man. Probably getting that close just because it's such a tease, man.
Yeah.
It's like, man, we got the team. We can do it.
We were here. One game away from being in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Either way, losing sucks. I don't know. But
especially the way they lost, too. God.
Shut up.
That was a beating, bro.
I'm gonna use my vacations to slap you in the face, Hunter. That's right. No vacation we can give you. Right in the face.